I'm a joker, I'm a smoker.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning, the end of the month, September 30th today, so not quite flipping the calendar, but it is a very important day, of course, today, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We've been talking about and sharing stories from across the province, all kinds of important special events to commemorate the day, to remember, to engage in dialogue, and to build relationships. And that's really what it's all about. And I'm glad that on this day, we're able to do a lot of that on the show. Speaking of relationships, I mean, that's, we just had yesterday Wally Adebogan on talking about the book he wrote, which talks about you want to be successful in life. It's all about building relationships. And I've had the pleasure, the opportunity throughout my life to build some great relationships with community leaders from all across this province. And my next guest is one such person. Through the years, especially in my role as chief of police, I had the opportunity to attend many different events and ceremonies. And of those, many were powwows. In fact, the Regina Police Service hosted and continues to host an annual feast and powwow. It's a community event. And we would bring in different people to MC those events. And that was where I met our next guest. Howie Thompson, before I even knew his name, was an MC who, when I walked into a powwow, and I want to say it was at the Brandt Center that I heard him first, FSIN, was it the FSIN, or maybe it was First Nations University. Sorry, I had a mind blank there. First Nations University holds a spring powwow every year. And I walked into the Brandt Center and I could hear this fella on the microphone. And he was engaging. He was very funny. Like, he was almost like he was doing stand-up comedy at the microphone and just really had the crowd. The powwow hadn't even started yet. And he was getting the crowd excited about the event. And then I came to learn who the person was behind the microphone. His name's Howie Thompson. He's a North American known powwow MC. He's so good at it. He travels all across, not just this country, but down into the States to do MC work. He's a hobby rancher. He's very cultural. He's a residential school survivor, but boy, he's got a great outlook on life. He's got deep family roots in powwow tradition and a deep, powerful belief in the healing power of laughter, which is, I think, what comes through when he is on the microphone. And so when I said, hey, is there any chance we can get Howie Thompson on? I know he's a busy guy. We managed to do just that. Even though he's doing 3 days of powwow in Saskatoon, including today, we've got Howie Thompson joining us by phone. Howie, thank you for taking the call.
Thank you for having me on your show.
That's quite a buildup I gave you there, Howie. You're not going to let me down.
No, and I sent you a lot of pictures, but you can't show them on the radio. And here I got this beautiful hair going on, and it's not comb your hair, floss your teeth. I'm having it on right now. We're on the radio.
That's the beauty of radio, Howie, for sure. Well, listen, I'm glad to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about your story? You're raised in Saskatchewan from Carry the Kettle First Nation, correct?
Yeah, correct. I come from a long line of residential school survivors. My mom and dad were in a residential school and also in the convent. And I was taken out of a cornfield. We were harvesting corn and potatoes at my grandpa's, and I don't know if anybody could remember when they're 5 years old, but unless it's traumatic, you remember it, and you just kind of instill it, but you want to put it back in your subconscious, and I hope you never bring it out again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was harvesting corn, Grandma and Grandpa said, if you see a car coming down the road, run and hide or lay down, don't show yourself. But it was a cop car, and I'd never seen a cop car before, and I stood up. And that was the last of I seen my Grandma and Grandpa for 10 years maybe. We got hauled off. I wasn't the only one in that garden that got hauled off, but there was a whole bunch in the paddy wagon, and we went to residential school.
And you went to LeBret, am I right, Howie?
Yeah, went to LeBret.
Mm-hmm.
Indian residential school. And I wasn't old enough to go to school. I was only 5 years old. So I wasn't only when I was 5 years old, we got put in a little wee 10 by 12, no windows, for a whole year until we were able to go to school. And we were whitewashed, deloused for a whole year, and it burned. And I don't know if it was cyanide or whatever, but it burned. So kids cried all night, and we weren't supposed to cry. So there was the first sign of the abuse. So it went on and on and on. And at the end, you kind of get stronger and stronger and stronger. You make your mind up. You have a mind, a kind of loving creator gave you a mind to work with. And I was instilling this. And yeah.
So tell me how we, I mean, going through, because we hear the stories when people are willing to share what they went through at residential schools. Your outlook on life, and I think I can say this, I know you well enough, your outlook on life is very positive. Everybody, I don't think I've ever seen you when you're not smiling. You give of yourself, you're in public events and emceeing public events all the time. Tell me where that attitude comes from.
My dad used to fool us and joke with us and everything, and I just kind of remember a lot of his jokes, and I thought, you know what, if his jokes were 1960, I'll fix them up to be a 1970 joke, and I smudged them off, and I used them. But he was the inspiration of my life, him and my mom, and my grandpa, and pretty well out all my life. But one day, I kept talking. We were picking rocks in the field, and we were fixing fence, and picking bales, and my dad, he was driving tractor, and I was talking to everybody, yelling at them, and he said, you know, one of these days, if you don't shut up, they're going to pay you for talking, and holy smokes, and lo and behold.
They pay you for talking. Well, you do. I mean, I was not just blowing smoke when I said, I've never heard a powwow MC that can capture the crowd the way you do. You've got a real knack for it. Do you remember the first powwow you did?
I did. I do. Yeah. I was dancing grass, and this MC didn't show up, and I was always practicing MCing in a car, and I would yell around in a car or in a vehicle or in a truck. And finally, I was at this power dancing, and the MC didn't show up. And the committee was yelling around for an MC to come on in. I think it was in the States. And I said, well, there's my opportunity. I better go grab it. And I was dancing by this empty mic just laying there, and I grabbed it, and I started yelling around, calling dancers. And I finished off their powwow, and I've never looked back ever since. And other powwows said, are you MC? I said, no, I'm a dancer. But they had no MC, so I took it over, and then never looked back from there. But I still dance. I still attend a lot of ceremonies. I was given a voice through a ceremony through a grandfather saying that I have to stand on a hill and echo, yell. On a hill, and if I could hear my echo, that's the grandfather saying you're good to go for another year. So if you hear an Indian screaming on a hill, I'm not in pain. I'm just acknowledging something. I have to do stuff.
I like it. Yeah. So tell me what, you know, lots of people, and I had the benefit over the years to bring many people with me to the Regina Police Service powwow, and for them, many of them, it was their first time at a powwow. Talk to me about how you feel the power that a powwow has, not just for Indigenous people, but potentially for others that could be from different cultures that have never experienced a powwow before.
It's always going to be there. This is what I tell them. It's always going to be there, and you're going to see regalia. You're going to understand this and that. You're going to ask a lot of questions. So the thing I tell people, the new people, and I'm telling this in Saskatoon right now, and I walk around in the stands and I see people just curious. I said, you're going to be curious for the rest of your life if you don't ask these questions. I know you want to ask the questions about the jingles. I know you want to ask the questions about the fringe. I know you want to ask questions that's significant about an eagle feather or the eagle staff. Just ask those questions. When you ask those questions, the whole understanding of power will come back into you, and you say, oh, okay, yeah, but it's a social event. It's a social event, so come on and dance with us. We'll dance with you. It's gathered around the veterans. The story that I was told and told and told over and over again on both sides of the border, lower 48 in Canada, is that when the veterans did a job, I'm talking about the cavalry. I'm talking about the great hunt of the buffalo. I'm talking about going overseas to do a job for our people, not for the government, but for our people, so that our young and yet unborn will have this beautiful life that we live today. Go and gather up all the natives. We're going to have a powwow. We're going to sing and dance. They came back. The job well done. The hunt is good. The job they did in foreign land is good. Come on, gather over here. We'll bring all our regalia. We'll ask the power spirit to wake up, and let's all be happy. That's how I tell them.
I love it. And, of course, you've been doing this for the last 3 days straight. The Saskatoon Tribal Council, Every Child Matters, annual powwow happening 28th, 29th, 30th of September. So the final day today. You actually sound pretty good. Your voice isn't too hoarse. I thought maybe you'd have no voice left after 3 days of emceeing, Howie.
I think I'm good for another 7 days. I'm going to Santa Barbara, Chumash powwow this weekend. I leave on a second. That's in California, and then I'll come back into Regina, do a little bit of job for a Friendship Center and for the city of Regina, and for my own sweat lodge back home, rejuvenate, and then go back into lower 48. The powwows now are getting big in the States because of the winter powwows up here are great. The singing is great up here, but everybody goes down south because they just can't let go of that powwow feeling. It's just a good, beautiful vibe. And I give a shout out to all, especially Regina, because when they asked me down in the States, where am I from? Because this beautiful green-eyed looking guy is promoting Canada. I always say I'm from Regina because nobody knows where I'm going to be from, Momart. And how close is that by Toronto, right?
Yeah, I can imagine. So yeah. when you do a powwow down in the States, are they very similar to Canadian powwows, or do they have some differences?
They have little differences, and so I grab a little bit of knowledge all the time where I try to go. Like if I'm going into the Choctaw Nation, I'll try to grab a little bit of words of the Choctaw Nation. I'll never ever use it again, so it's just kind of just a 3-day language lesson for me, or their Choctaw dance, their culture, their dress. I like to watch that. Get into California, they had the bird singing, then the beautiful bird singing, so it's their style. I like it. Then you get into the Shoshone Bannock or the Blood Tribe. They have their own the prairie chicken, the style, the rhythm. So it's not all the same. It's not going to get boring. So you're not going to drive the same F-150 Ford forever and ever. Amen. No, you're going to add the wheels onto it. You're going to add the lights onto it. You're going to add this onto it, but it's going to be the same.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, Howie, I know we're drawing close to the end of our time, and I appreciate you being here. What is your message on this day, this National Day of Truth and Reconciliation? Obviously, you've laid out for us, you were part of that painful Canadian history. Now you're a leader that is bringing light to people and building relationships. What is your message on this day?
The message is don't forget the past. The people are still here. The children are still here. And we try not to forget. And so when we do have our feasts and ceremonies, those are days of old, 100 years, over past 100 years, and we're still recognizing our past. So we don't forget about the kids. We don't forget about our relatives. And even if they're non-relatives, remember the pain that they went through. The last thought that maybe the kind living creator is going to come and get them. Don't forget about the past. Don't forget about the people's feelings. Shake your hands. Tell the word. The toughest word I say to everybody is a four-letter word, and it's called love. Sometimes when you say it, it just knocks the negative and the evil out, and it just makes that day happier. Love. Mm-hmm. The kind living creator gave you something he gave you a promise. And that's every day. If you have a real bad day today, don't bring it tomorrow. The Creator will give you the sun to give the whole day again tomorrow.
Howie, try it again. I love it.
Get harder and harder.
Great message.
Love you guys. Stay safe, and I'll see you on the power trail.
Good stuff, Howie.
See Howie Thompson. You see Howie Thompson? Say hi.
We absolutely will. Add to your pictures. You've got an endless amount of pictures that you've met through the years and people that are always wanting to get their snap. Some of them pretty famous people as well want their picture taken with Howie Thompson. So congrats again, and thanks so much for giving us some time today, Howie.
Take care of yourself. Be safe.
Howie Thompson, North American powwow MC. He is one of the best. If you get a chance to attend a powwow that he is MCing, you will go away with a smile on your face and have enjoyed the evening. He's also a hobby rancher. Yeah, you might see him on horseback out in the Momart area there if you're anywhere around Carry the Kettle. Cultural leader, residential school survivor, and a great friend, Howie Thompson. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.